Blog Talk Radio.
Destiny, you live.
Hey, what's up, Carlos? It's yours truly, Destiny Farmer, man. Just we about to rock out, man. You already know what it is, man. Everybody call in and just show love. You know, we got a hot topic for today, but right now, we about to rock out right now. Just rock out with me.
Every day we ball. Right. I'ma show you how we ball. When we ball, we throw it all. We got more back in the vault. If you can, it ain't my fault. Every day we ball. When we ball, we throw it all. We got more back in the vault. If you can, it ain't my fault. Man, Mercs to kill, there's only room for a kingpin. Take the top slot while new gets his blinking. Coming from the ground up, speeding through a one-way. Money, sex, drugs, and AIDS, day is perfect. Me, I'm from the gutter, so where the bread was baking slow. Only thing in reach was arms and coke and bacon. So before I jumped the gate, I knew I had to learn the ropes. Once I made that choice, I knew I could never choke. Made the transition to rich, just from turning broke. That was round the time the hood just was turning low. Got my foot soaked at first, the cash was coming slow. They asking who he is, well me, I just run the show. Man, Mercs are killers, only room for a kingpin. Take the top slot while new gets his blinking. Coming from the ground up, speeding through a one-way. Money, sex, drugs, and anything's good to play. Ball! Every day we ball. When we ball, we throw it all. We got more back in the vault. Fall. Every day we ball. When we ball, we throw it all. We got more back in the ball. If you can, it ain't my fault. Me and Mercs are killed, there's only room for a kingpin. Take the top slot while new gets his blinking. Coming from the ground up, speeding through a one-way. Money, sex, drugs, and AIDS, they still play. Ball. Ain't nothing changed from what I said before. When you're down and out, you find out who your real is, bro. When dudes is dumb, it will they stand to watch you smoke? Will they take the stand against you and point you out in court? If you ain't a pitcher, homie, try a different sport. I was raised different from how you were taught. Got my balls on the line, something you can never snort. Nigga, I pay my dues, this is something never bought. Man, Mercs are killers, it's only room for a champion. Take the top slot while nigga gets his blanket. Coming from the ground up, speeding through a one-way. Memory said it's drugs and every day is gonna play ball. Back in the ball. When we get it in our ball. Every day we ball. If we ball, we throw it all. We got more back in the ball. If we get it in our ball. Man, Mercs are killers, only room for a kingpin. Take the top slot while new gets his blinking. Coming from the ground up, hitting number one way. Money, sex, drugs, and anything's gonna play. I know how the game goes, ain't who I came for. I'ma ride these wheels off, throw a silver boss. Was born to everything, whoever try to come across. I'm taking care of business, homie, you just pay the cost.
Ball, ball, ball,
ball.
When we ball, we throw it all. All right!
Novit and Destiny both locked.
What's up, everybody? Tonight's co-host is Velvet Rose Jackson and Destiny Palmer, and let's get this show started. You know what I'm saying? And Destiny, you can go ahead and give a shout out to the people. Hello?
Destiny, you're live.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm ready to rock out, man. I'm chilling. Y'all, how y'all feeling out there, man? I'm getting over. Y'all excuse me if I'm not myself today. I had a lack of rest from a lot of performances, so please forgive me for tonight. But we got a hot topic, though. I do want to hear this, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready for this. Yeah, let's go. Jeez.
All right, I got a. Oh, y'all ready for a call?
Yeah. Go ahead and drop it.
207-691.
Hey, caller, what's going on?
Hello? Caller?
Caller, you there?
Yes, 207-691, you're live.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. I'm calling in. I'm here to represent a little THC for, you know, to get a little freaky. I don't even know. Like, I feel mad uncomfortable, but this shit is right. I'm here to promote my sex cream. You know, it's Alice's Wonder Lube. We out here in New England. Yeah, man. We like, yeah, this shit makes you feel right.
New England.
Huh?
New England, huh?
Yeah, man. I make everything handmade, made like, I make it with love. I make it with, I put my all into it. Honestly, I got divorced back in what, 2014 now? I mean, and before that, I was separated since like 2012. And I mean, I found love in my cream. You know what I'm saying? And I,
wow.
Yeah, man. Like, I didn't have nobody, so I had somebody. I gotta make somebody.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a lot of work, you know what I'm saying?
That's great.
Even if you're with a partner too, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you suck. You know, your mouth fucking hurts, man. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
I almost dropped my juice.
Take a break. You take a break. You know, you pop. You go blah 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 blah. And it's done. It's done. It's over. Then it's time. Now let's do it again. My turn.
So do you do like sex parties and stuff like that? Do you have any events coming up? Like,
well,
you been promoting
like, honestly, with the legalization, we're so much in gray areas. I just really want to promote that. This will be the first East Coast, you know, THC love cream. You know what I'm saying? Like, made with pure love. I mean, it's also good. It's good for, like, you know, even older people. You know, they dry up. You know, Betty White, she's funny as shit.
Yeah.
Like, that bitch said she had a dry vagina. I'll help her out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
see, this information would have been more useful for me when I was in March. I needed it when I was drinking. I can't drink until March. Yeah, I'm fasting, girl. I'm fasting.
Yo, man, I got to come out to a show and, you know, we'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah.
I'll help you out with your drunk problems.
But, you know what? And I'm going to need you to call back in again. Continue to call in until I'm done.
I just forget, like, I just get a little, like, lightheaded, you know what I'm saying?
That's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, what's your information so everybody can get in contact with you and check it out?
Yo, man. I'm gonna send a link over to Lee, and then we'll see from there. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Excuse me for laughing because it's kind of hot and uncomfortable, and I'm sweating because I'm laying next to my mama talking about this.
Oh my God, you're laying next to your mama talking about that. That's okay. My mama loves it too. Yo, don't I'm like,
I'm sweating,
too.
Girl.
Don't sweat too hard.
Ooh, Lord. Because I'm visiting home. You know, I stay in Austin, but I'm here in Houston with my mom, just laying, you know, just relaxing, chilling with my mom. And I'm just talking about these
sex. And then your dick gets all hard. She talks about all this sex cream, and it's got THC,
yeah.
So it even makes it bigger than, like, life,
yeah.
Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Because it gives it a thump. You got that thump. You know, and ladies, what, girl? You want to talk about that thump? Oh,
I need some more juice.
I'll give you my sauce anytime.
No. What you can do is follow me on Facebook.
Yeah, man.
At Destiny Palmer. Everybody out there, because this is hot. This is a hot seat right here. Yo, and you know, speaking of hot seat, you just brought up me and Texas affiliate. Is it cool to, like, if I put it out there, Miss Velvet?
Yeah. I don't know. I gotta get some legal. I gotta do some things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta get some things together.
No. What I'm saying is, when you said the hot seat, we have a TV show and a lot, like, social media live and TV show coming out that we're trying to promote. You know, and we're basically like putting whoever, whether it's entrepreneurs, artists, club promoters, whoever, and we put them in a hot seat. You know, if you have a large following or a game followers, you know, and
I got a lot of artists that I know. Oh, my uncle's a producer. He produced Nard Jones. My cousin is he works in a band, and it's named Cat Wright and the Indomitable Soul Band. It's actually
I heard of them.
Yeah, that's okay. My cousin's band. He's a drummer. Yeah, I love that.
But the name of the show is called Liquor Live Hotspot, where it's like liquor. And it's like an interview, but it's still like pretty much like a conversation.
Like it's like,
you know,
it's like 954 liquor. You know what I'm saying? Like
liquor, champagne, wine, whatever makes you comfortable.
Yeah.
So any artists want to participate? Any business owners? Any sex store?
Yeah.
Sex toy promoters? Whatever.
Yeah.
Help me, Lord.
I got you, girl. I got that.
Help me. All right, then. All right. Well, we appreciate you for calling in. You follow me. Follow me and definitely follow Miss Velvet. Please.
Just follow me. Just Shayna Weinstein.
Usually write this down, but I don't have my pen right now.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. That's why I'm going to forget, too. That's why we got to figure it out.
Is it on Facebook?
Well, this is what you do. Let me show you how easy it is. When you see
you know,
Mr. Eddie Powell.
Friend, yes.
Well,
yes.
You see his page,
Eddie.
Right?
Yes.
Eddie Powell.
Yes, sir.
You'll see Destiny Palmer. You'll see Velvet Rose Jackson. And then you'll see
Rose
Erica
Jackson.
Wilson.
Erica
Velvet Rose Jackson. Erica Wilson.
C, not a K.
All
Erica
right,
Wilson.
And Destiny is so easy. Destiny, like a purpose, you know? D-E-S-T-I-N-Y. All right, there you go.
I got that.
I want to see it.
Oh, you're trying to tell me to do that right now.
If you can. All right.
Okay. I'm doing it right now.
Please, follow me. All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Make sure you do, and I'll follow you back.
I absolutely am right this second.
All right, show love, get love, unity in the community, baby.
There you go.
Hey, Stone. All right, thank you for calling in, though.
All right, we ready for next call?
Mm-hmm.
713-304.
What's going on? Yeah, cuz, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I'm just signing out, Beverly Rose Jackson. How you doing? King Zeto Live.
I'm doing good.
What's up?
Already.
Hey.
You got.
I
what you got going on,
Chris? Nothing in the house right now. Long day at work. So you know,
I see you.
Yeah, it's been some wet spots, some messes along the way, but you know, things like that happen. So everybody got issues, but the main thing is to always keep your head up, keep pushing forward. You know, the beauty of the struggle is the rewards that come at the end. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You better say that. For real.
Yeah, of course. You know,
I had to put my juice down. You better say that, boy.
I always try to promote positivity. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything bad can go wrong in your day, but, you know, they say one thought of positivity creates so much positive energy. So you just got to learn to pass it on. Create it yourself. Don't always be looking for somebody to pass it on. You never know. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Correct the
moon,
though.
Now, look here. Tell you what, you go ahead and put that into some music, because I know you got some creativity there. So we definitely want to look forward to, you know, you definitely pursuing that, you know. You know what I'm saying? But
I got some projects in the works. And like I said, it's been a slow process. Like I said, you got to have money to make money. So I'm making my little money doing what I'm doing, working just to make more money. Yeah. I'm also trying to get a couple of other artists out here in Houston. Maybe not all from Houston, but, you know, just in Houston, trying to get themselves up too. So I'm trying to come up with everybody, because once I get up or once I start climbing, I'm not going to wait on nobody, you know?
Already, that's what you got to do.
You ain't supposed to
like
either.
Nah, you're not, because, you know, you got some people that, you know, you try to get into the game or get them to do this and that with you. They don't want to do it. Then when you finally make it to where you're going, they see you, and now they want to hop on a team. And
exactly,
like
and it'd be like that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just like I put on my Facebook, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm on my journey towards my destination, so I'm trying to pick up anybody along the way, because once I get to my destination, I'm not going to wait up, because I'm already be headed to the next one. You feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know what I learned? I watch like motivational speakers, and also I follow millionaires on Facebook, you know, when they go live. And it was this one millionaire, his name is Brandon Lee. And also I think it was Gary, I'll come back with it. Just be listening. I forgot his name.
Okay.
But Brandon Lee, he said you gotta take risks. And you're going to have some people that try to shut your dream down. But if you continue to listen to people that don't take no risks, they're going to keep you in the same spot that you're in. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, I definitely understand
that. That's a beautiful thing.
I definitely understand that, because I'm always saying, you know, can't nobody shut your dreams down but you, because there's always going to be haters and sinners, people trying to knock what you're trying to do, because you're doing what they're not. You're in action.
Right.
You're not in action. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Can't nobody stop me from doing me. I'm the type of person I am. I plan and plot. I plan and plot and scheme. You feel me? So it's taking me some time, but when I get up there, I'm already had to know how.
Exactly. Okay, so do you have any shows coming up now, or that you're in the works of doing? Or is it anywhere we can listen to your music or whatever the case may be?
No, I don't have any shows, but Ms. Velvet Rose Jackson did point me in the right direction in Austin March 17th for the South by Southwest. So,
of course,
I'm going to try my hardest to get out there. I will have some music out by then. I don't know if I'll be able to make it to that, but that is the goal right now.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's so boogie right now, but it's coming.
It's okay. And also, what I want to tell every artist out there, no matter where you start, because I've had, you know, people try to shut my dream down so many times, but no matter where you start, even if it's just a showcase, you know what I'm saying? If you got to pay $10 to get in and do a showcase, or, you know, make invest some type of money into marketing or go on to internet radio shows. Internet is what holds the streets. You understand what I'm saying? You need the streets behind you. So why I applaud Mr. Eddie, because he gave us the opportunity with 36,000 plus. You're going to hear negativity everywhere you go. But the numbers don't lie. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
And you're speaking into, like you say, positivity into existence. And also you're speaking to different listeners. You see what I'm saying? So if you out there never did a show and you slow boogie, it's okay. Because it's in God's perfect timing. You keep pushing.
Right.
Yeah.
You keep believing and you have faith, baby. You gonna go. You keep going. Keep going, baby. Trust me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So
my last piece of advice to anybody out there that's trying to come up like they saying, Nobody can touch that dream down but you. But if you're scared to be yourself, then this isn't meant for you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
All you can be is yourself, and that's the best way. Because I know it's a lot of people out here saying they want to do this, this, and that in this type of industry. You know what I'm saying? But they want to talk about things that they don't know. So they might have writer's block because of that. You're not going off what you know in your brain. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're right.
Yeah, but you know what? Since you're saying that, every caller that keep calling in, if y'all don't do this tonight, I'm going to keep telling y'all, y'all better follow me. Follow me.
Really?
I mean, follow me and keep up. Because we going to keep it live. You feel me? It's going to be something you don't want to miss. And definitely follow Miss Velvet because I tag her all the time. So she'll keep up. Follow Mr. Eddie.
That's my cousin. That's me. He from Houston.
Found in the building, baby. You feel me?
You know, we put my little verses and stuff on Facebook from time to time. Not everything. Little samples.
Yeah. Because, you know, people be stealing. You know how that industry goes.
They sure do,
You know.
Hey, my
but
thing is anybody can steal what they want because ideas are always limitless. You know what I'm saying? So you can take what
you
want and never think how
that's
I think.
What I was going to say.
Thought patterns is
there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But you know what T.D. Jakes said, and I love it because he's talking about my name. And he said, your destiny is no matter even if somebody is doing the same craft as you, they'll never have your twist at all.
Exactly,
because it's just for you. You know what I'm saying? It's just for you.
Yeah.
So even if somebody do steal it, they cannot stop what you've created. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
you created that so you could come harder. You know what I'm saying? So, again, follow me. You follow me here. Follow me. You follow your cousin, follow me. I'm gonna be tagging. Trust me.
I'm gonna do that right now. Tag on. Thank you,
because I'm looking up. Yeah, all right, good. Because I'm looking up for my followers to go up. I'm at 1,196. I need it to go up. All right?
Yeah.
Man, you could be 97. Make it go up. Thank you.
I'm about to be 97. As soon as we get out the phone.
Thank you. Thank you, baby.
We appreciate you calling in, Kim Folk, and I'll check with you later.
All right.
All ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
804252.
What's up, Kyler? 3, 2, 1.
804252, you're live.
Hey, yeah.
Hey.
What's going on?
What's happening?
What up?
Not much. I'm in the lab right now working on a few projects. I got four feature mixtapes that I'm working on. So, busy.
Busy. All
right. And so is shows included? I mean, what's going on?
I got a show that I'm gonna be doing down here in Richmond, Virginia. Up on March 24th the show's supposed to start at like 6:30 at Club of Fusion. So that's gonna be my little breaking out. I'm gonna also use that as my mixtape release party.
Hey,
okay.
You know what?
Okay, so
good Lord willing though. I promise y'all, I'm a certified travel agent, y'all. So, good Lord willing, March or April, hopefully, if everything go right, Texas to Philly, we'll be traveling. I pray to God it goes right.
Yeah.
We will be traveling. So, if you have any shows or anything, if one of us just got to come and promote and you know, be in the building and interview you or whatever the case may be and just post it up live, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we in that thing. You dig? All right, y'all.
Well, look, you got any openings for you busy up in March?
In March, baby, I show. What's the date, though, Kim?
March the 24th.
How far is Virginia? Oh, yeah, then that party coming up on the 25th, huh?
Yeah, because we got an event,
we got a lot in March, baby.
What you can do is definitely follow us on Facebook. She's Destiny Palmer, and I'm Velvet Rose Jackson. And just keep us informed of whatever movement you got going on. We'll definitely try to show some support and some love back. You know what I'm saying? So,
Okay. Even if it's just promoting, you know what I'm saying?
I could dig it. Cause my team got a show up on the 17th of this month. You know what I mean? That's my whole team show. But
okay.
You know what I mean? My own personal solo show is gonna be on March the 24th.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you comfortable with Indy? And I'm asking any artist as well. If y'all, whenever y'all call in, if you are comfortable with traveling, because sometimes you got to be uncomfortable. You feel what I'm saying? If you're willing to travel, but you know, like I say, you know, you don't showcases in local showcases, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? And we got the help of social media as well. So utilize that as much as you can. You know what I'm saying? Even if you got to invest in Facebook sponsoring or Instagram sponsoring, I don't know if y'all know how to do that, but.
I don't know how to do that.
You know, majority of the time, most of my videos just go viral because of one video that was sponsored, and they show love to you. You feel what I'm saying? So, but I don't know how to do it. I'm going to learn. I don't know how to do it. I was just saying because somebody did it for me, and I seen it actually, you know, grew. You know what I'm saying? It actually happened. So, yeah, man, once I learn it, I'm going to put it out on the radio, and hopefully y'all take heed to what we saying. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah, most definitely. But
okay.
So what's your social media?
What do you call yourself? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. My social media you can hit me up on Facebook at Deuce the Don, DUCE DA DO1. Or you could just look it up at Lil Deuce the Don, and it'll pop up on Facebook. Up on Twitter, it's the same thing, at Lil Deuce the Don.
All right.
I already got two mixtapes out up on Dat Piff, and I got one on Coast to Coast. So
that's what's up.
Yeah, so I'm trying to break out. What's your Facebook information again, though, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay. Mine is Velvet Rose Jackson, and hers is Destiny Farmer.
Destiny Farmer?
Palmer
with a P. P-A-L-M-E-R. You know, like the lotion. Baby, I got my own business. Don't do that. Not the plan.
There you go.
But, you know the lotion, baby.
I got you.
You be. Don't discredit me, boo.
I'm not mad.
Okay.
Okay.
Follow me like Twitter, baby.
Okay. All right. You'll most definitely be hearing from me.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate you calling.
No
me.
Problem.
You have a good night.
All right, you too, sweetheart.
All right.
All right, for the next call, though.
All right, I got 810-835.
Oh, yo, what it be? It's Carly the way we'll know. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, okay, hey.
How y'all doing? You know, straight from Flint, Michigan,
good.
You know. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I listen to the show. I see y'all doing your thing. You know, I salute y'all. I salute Black Tear. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing what y'all giving all these artists a platform to showcase their talent and get out their music.
Yeah.
You know, that's a wonderful thing.
Sure.
So, Destiny, what was you doing yesterday? Was you chilling? Did you party yesterday? What happened?
Man, I'm not starting with you, son. For real, B.
I'm saying.
I'm coming to Philly.
Oh, for real. Well, I'll be up. I'm just saying, I know you were in Houston, so I know it was party after party yesterday, you know what I mean?
Man,
yeah.
you know what? Actually, you know I'm a junior senior citizen. I don't really do party like that.
Right.
I go to bed, you know, I work overnight. I go to bed at 9:30, you know. So,
okay.
I, yeah, but this weekend, though, you know, I had to perform, so we rocked it.
Right.
We killed it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
We right.
Salute to you. I got a couple shows coming up next month. You know, I got one in, actually, I got one coming up in Bullfrogs. On March the 18th, and that's actually with one of the Blackout Radio hosts, Royal Quest, Keisha, and LeVar, Mr. Runtel.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we got the show in Detroit on March 18th, and then got a show in Holly, Michigan on March 11th at Backroads Bar. So that's March 11th, Backroads Bar. I'm doing a benefit for a guy, his house burned down, so my friend asked us if we do a benefit, raise some money for him and his kids to get another crib. They're living in a motel.
That's beautiful.
So, you know, Hey, you know, if you can't use your gift to help people, what is it? It's not a gift, right?
Exactly.
If it's, because a gift is supposed to be given, right? You give gifts, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why it's called a gift. So, you know, you
exactly.
gotta give you a gift. You're supposed
gift
to give it as much as you can.
Giving.
That's what
yeah.
I do. That's what I, you know, that's how I get my blessings. I pass
yeah,
them out. When they come to me, I pass them on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah
you know,
it goes beyond you.
Right. But, you know, I got an album out right now. It's called Born Identity. It's in all the net stores, you know, all net platforms. Or you can get it at im810.com. That's im810.com. I got a new album coming out in the next 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks. It's called Born Ultimatum. It will be available in the same platforms as Born Identity. And you will also be able to get that at im810.com. im810.com for all my music, you know, all my Reverb, SoundCloud, YouTube, im810.com. You want to get me on Twitter or Instagram, at Carlito810. You want to get me on YouTube, it's Carlito810. You want to get me on Facebook, it's Carlos Carlito Johnson. But right now I got to do a lot of moving around because I didn't hit 5,000. This is my fifth time hitting 5,000, so I got to go through and find out, you know, who ain't rocking with
exactly.
your boy and take them out the equation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
You know, so that's
you,
all
you,
I've been
you
doing.
Know what? You know what? You know what? If we
what?
Didn't have as many callers as we did, I promise I could listen to you talk all day, B. For real,
so,
son.
Dang, that's what's up.
Like, vibe like that, yeah.
I appreciate
like,
that.
Promise,
I appreciate
for real,
that.
I call you
I
my son
that.
Cause you like one.
Oh
yes.
Man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I appreciate
yeah.
that. I be trying to shine like one too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
I'm
yeah.
just about to say that. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? I be trying to shine like one too.
Yeah. Right. I call you B cause you my brother. See?
That's
look,
right. That's
hey,
yeah. hey, I use
yeah,
B all the time. They be like, man, what? They be like, man, you got that from Paid in Full. I'm like, man, I've been saying B before Paid in Full because I'm from Flint, but I've been in New York a lot. I'm an East Coast cat.
Yeah.
You can't tell. My
yeah.
flow is, you know, basically East Coast.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? So I
right,
got, you know,
right.
metaphorical and all that shit. So, like, I've always been in the culture. So, like, you know, whatever,
yeah.
whatever's popping in New York is popping in my head. You know what I'm saying? So
it
not,
is
not
what it
bit.
Is.
You know, all my,
it is
all
what
my
it
friends,
is.
Yeah, all my friends growing up used to call me New York, call me. You know, New York, all my friends, you know, they call me Baby LL of New York. You know what I'm saying? So,
but
you know
what? Whenever you move, when you move and go to different places, you should learn the culture and pick up things. And sometimes
oh, yeah.
it's easy to pick up that accent. You feel what I'm saying? It's
man,
easy.
I mean,
yeah.
if you were in hip hop, you know, like I said, like when I went to New York, people thought I was from New York. You know what I'm saying? They was like, what bro?
Yeah.
Yo, son, what? They was like, yo, son, what bro are you from, yo? I was like, Flint.
Hell,
like, where's that? They're like, there ain't no fucking borough, yo. What the fuck is that, yo? I'm like, Michigan?
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God. Then they ask me, is niggas like me? I'm like, nah, I'm kind of like the only one because, you know, I'm just me.
Right.
I break dance. You know, I used to break dance and do graffiti, so I used to pop and lock and all that. I've always been in the culture, you know what I'm saying? So it just naturally happens that, you know, you pick up things on the way.
That's dope.
And you make it your life. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
That's
y'all
dope.
Ladies have a great night. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for calling in and showing love as usual.
Oh, you know, I'm going to call in every Monday. I'm going to let y'all get the callers, you know what I'm saying? Because I know I took a lot of time. But I'll spit the next time. They know what
right,
I do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? So y'all get to them callers and y'all have a wonderful night. And thank you a lot.
You.
And y'all be smooth.
We will. Have a good night.
You too.
Oh, yo.
Did he mute me?
All right.
Am I still on?
What?
Am I still?
Yeah,
you on. You got, we need another caller. You love us that much,
oh, I
huh?
thought you wanted to play music.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I thought
we will be back, so please hold on the line. We're going to get to y'all. We're going to turn up tonight.
For real.
DJ Shortcuts.
the thirst of. In the middle of the night, I'll wake up and give you some. Rub your feet, do your nails. Rub your back right now before it swells. Rub it in bed, be between your legs. It's exactly where I wanna be tonight. Wipe you, guide you, rub you down, wipe you. For you, I will do. It's your birthday, and I'ma guarantee that this won't be your worst day. As a matter of fact, the boss gave you this off day. So let's make sure that this will be your soft day. Grab the thin bed, be between your legs. It's exactly where I wanna be tonight. Yeah, wipe you, Skype you, rub you down, wipe you. For you, I won't do anything. For you, nothing.
Carlos, what's going on? We back live now, ready for the next caller to call in, so go ahead and drop it on us.
516-473, you're live.
Hey.
Hello?
You hear me?
Okay, now we can hear you. What's going on with you?
Hey, sir. Grinding heavy right now, you know, grinding out with these beats, trying to get these placements.
Okay.
You know, I dropped a mixtape not too long ago called Divine Intervention, hosted by Jay Love. If people don't know who that is, it's the DJ, the Ghostface Killer.
Okay.
And it's basically a mixtape of joints I've produced over the years. So it's available now. You can get it physically through me. You can, you know, hit me up on my Facebook, Beats Divine, Beats, D-V-I-N-E. Or you can go around my website, bedivinemusic.com. BDVINEMUSIC.com. You know, that's basically the move right now.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Where are you calling from?
What's that?
Where are you calling from? What area are you in?
I'm in Long Island, New York.
Okay, okay. Shout out to you.
Where are you coming from?
We're here in Texas. I'm in Austin, and Destiny's from Houston, so, you know. We got that Texas and Philly love, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely appreciate you calling in and, you know, giving us information on your movement or whatnot. So we'll definitely be trying to show support and love, you know, as you need it. So definitely just keep calling in and, you know, let us know what you have going on. We'll try our best to promote it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I appreciate you having me. You know, shout out Black Hair for you. Shout out Black here for helping me, you know, with this opportunity.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, we're just steady moving right now.
Okay.
How's the whole movement down there by you?
Well, I mean, it's going pretty smooth. You know, we're growing and, you know, trying to expand business and getting some things in motion this year. So I'll definitely be looking out for, you know, Texas to Philly.
Okay. Yeah, if you guys need any production, you know, let me know, you know. You guys build with me, I'll build with you.
Okay, definitely. We'll definitely keep in touch. Follow me, Velvet Rose Jackson and Destiny Palmer. So, yeah, just keep in tune with us and we'll follow back.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I got Destiny on there, so.
Okay.
Most definitely not.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed night.
Thank you. You too. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Ready for next? 3718.
Hey, what's going on? It's Skinny Boy Ralph calling from Detroit, Michigan. I'm a rapper from Detroit. I got new music on YouTube. I got music on SoundCloud. You can find me on Instagram. I got a good following on Instagram, skinnyboy_. So I follow back on Instagram. That's my main social media, is skinnyboy_. So,
okay.
Yeah, how's everything? How's everybody going, though? I just wanted to introduce myself.
Okay, we're doing fine. You said your main social media is skinnyboy_, and that's on Instagram. Is that correct? Just trying to confirm that.
Yeah, it's skinnyboy_. Everybody that follows us, they can follow me. I got a new music video. Yeah. I'm working.
Okay, cool. You all got right. any events or, you know, performances coming up that you want to shout out?
Not at the moment. On Fridays I go to this club called Stacks and perform, so I can find me on at Stacks on Fridays.
Definitely, if you have anything that you would like to come on the show and promote, definitely call in and do so. You know, anything, we'll try to support you. You know, anybody that's, you know, coming up in the game, any artist, whoever, you know, we just want to keep encouraging y'all to do y'all thing and, you know, be great at what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely appreciate you for calling in, and you have a blessed night.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You too. Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
You are ready for the next?
Yes,
yes sir.
612-407.
Hello, what's the deal?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Tell him, it's a kid, wait it out, what's the deal?
What up?
How y'all doing tonight?
Tell us a little bit about yourself. We doing good. You know, just really enjoying ourselves tonight, you know what I'm saying, trying to show love back, you know, anybody that's calling in and just, you know, just vibe with each other. So, go ahead and tell us about yourself.
Oh, yeah, you know, go by Rated R. I rap, sing, dance, trying to get into the model acting thing right now. I'm trying to get this mixtape started with my guy from Atlanta. It was not. I just came out with my other mixtape called Won't Let Go. You can find that on iTunes, Google, anywhere music sold. You can go on YouTube at Rated R, Bell, ENT, AMA Records.
Okay. Wow. Any upcoming performances or anything that you want to put out there?
Oh, yeah, you can definitely catch me and my team, Texas to Philly Entertainment, out there in Texas, March 25th for a birthday bash. Y'all come out, show some love for my homegirl, Destiny Palmer, man. She's throwing a little shedang together.
Hey,
I might have a coast-to-coast show out in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Like, I believe it's in April.
Yo, that's dope. That's dope.
Yo, so what y'all think about this? Since we got Texas to Philly in the building, what y'all feel about this? March 18th, I don't know if I want to do the audition online, but I really want to go to audition for Apollo. I always wanted to go since a kid. Yo, that'll be dope, right?
Yeah.
That'll be dope, right?
Yeah. Hey, if I was you, I'd go for it.
Exactly. You got to take risks, right?
You know, so you only get one chance.
Get one life. Yeah.
One life. That's it. Yeah, man. You never know. Yeah.
Especially because you know Apollo is where dreams come true.
Yeah. The history, man. You know what? Let me tell you something. Because the way you sound and why you talking, I kind of figure like I'm hoping you doing what I feel you doing. And I hope you're doing it, because I can't do it. You blowing, right? Please.
Yeah.
I'm sick of you.
I'm fasting, yo. I'm fasting. Satan is bothering me, Steve.
Hey, before I called in, I was doing that, you know, and I was writing at the same time. So it's like I'm still doing both at the same time when I'm talking to y'all.
That's dope. Literally. That's dope.
Yeah.
But yo, man, we really appreciate it, man. For real,
hey,
man. Definitely keep us posted. Huh?
What y'all think about that game yesterday?
Man, you know, I read about the win on social media. I'm not a football fanatic. I'm a basketball fanatic. And I really didn't care about the football game. So I told you I'm a junior senior citizen, so I was watching Shark Tank. That's what I was watching while the game was on. Yep, Shark Tank and Undercover Boss. Yep, I'm lame.
Oh, yeah, Undercover Boss, that's that joint.
Yeah, I'm lame.
Oh, yeah, another thing. I'm also, hopefully, the man upstairs see fit right. Hopefully I could be an extra on Empire, too.
Yo,
oh,
that'll
be
dope.
That'll be dope.
That would be. Look, it's catchy, huh? That's dope. For real, fam.
Yeah. Even if I ain't got no line, just to be there would be, you know, a stepping stone.
Get away from me.
Yeah.
Yo. But, we appreciate it, man. I wouldn't actually, like, my phone kind of tripping. So, did you, like, give your social media link so everybody can... Since y'all, this dog's pissing me off. For real. So,
my email is RatedRBalent. That's RatedRBalent @gmail. YouTube is RatedRBalent/AMA Records. Look me up on Google, iTunes. Huh?
Ray Cash.
Well, yeah, that's Facebook. You catch me on my email, though, is RatedRBalent. YouTube is RatedRBalent/AMA Records. IG is the same. You can check out my new single. I'm still pushing that. It's RatedR featuring August Alsenio called Won't Let Go.
Yes, I love that song. Jesus. Oh,
I love August. You know what? Let me show you something. I don't care if you ever see dudes, fellas. If y'all see any lesbian studs out there, I don't care what they tell you. I don't know about them, but they have a male crush. Mine's just so happen to be a celebrity, okay? So if it's not them, it's not going to happen, okay? It's just not going to happen.
For real.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. If it ain't Bow Wow or August, it ain't happening.
Yeah, Bow Wow, my man. Yeah.
Okay, good. Tell Bow Wow I said I'm upset with him because he disrespected Sierra and I let him borrow her, but he just disrespected her and just sent him on to Russell, and that was just disrespectful. That was rude and disrespectful. Because that was my crush, and she came out at 17. That was, ugh. I still love her. And speaking of Sierra, look, she just came on TV. That mean I'm for real. It's confirmation. Is she hugging Russell on this commercial? I'm pissed.
She said I'm about to share some.
She need to hug me.
Hey.
Okay.
All right. Well,
yo,
we appreciate you for calling in, so we're going to keep this show going. But, you know, mad love seeing your movement and stuff. So, you know, just keep continuing to listen in to the show because, you know, like I said, we're trying to turn it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Shout out to the man upstairs, God, my Lord Jesus Christ, salvation. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to my brothers. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep grinding, keep hustling. Any artists out there that want to link up, get at me.
I'm so sorry, y'all. Mr. Eddie crazy, y'all. If y'all ain't following that man crazy.
All right. We about to go to a song right now, y'all. So, callers, please hold. Don't go nowhere. We coming right back.
Who's bad? Who's bad ass nigga? Live. Peace seems so hard to find.
Peace seems so hard to find.
Damn.
Peace seems so hard to find.
I've been looking for some peace, but can't find the answer. Just lost my ANC key.
Monster God.
Breast cancer. My nigga game on trial, and they trying to flip it. Sanchez fighting the rope, and they trying to kill it. Mike Brown shot down, they going to war about it. This happened every day in my hood, they just don't talk about it. Plus a nigga on parole, 1 foot in the pen, 1 foot out the door. You know how they go parole. Tax a nigga, you don't like it, get the fuck on. I don't like your bitch ass nigga, you getting stepped on. Too many bitches calling my line. People that I know, they keep on dying. People got their hand out. Trying to do the right thing with my P.O. telling me. Who I'm gonna hang around? All my niggas selling. Can't trust too many niggas snitching. All these niggas telling. Do any hoe love me for me? All these bitches get stuck in Iris. Iris. Fucking girls who mess with me. Don't want me to have a gun. Now you trying to wet me. So I go get 40 acres in the mule. Came home strong, multi on the coupe. Judging from the start, always talking crime, never talk about my heart. Who been about his business, true? Fed the whole city, true? Same motherfuckers when you go to jail, shit on you. Shit scary over here, I got a sicker crew, and everything got a dick in it when I spit at you, nigga. And I ain't even worried about you, nigga.
Up and down.
I don't give a fuck about you, nigga. About you, niggas.
I didn't know. Y'all want to know what that track is? Just play this little Boosie badass roller coaster ride. And now we're going to get back into the next call.
I think I'm ready for this. Go ahead, Mr. Eddie. 424.
Hello. Hey, what's going on?
What up? Okay. Well, I got a topic for you guys while you on here. And I really want to see everybody. I really want to know. It's topic time, right? Is it? Or it's
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. I want to know what all we basically I really hate this, but politics. We got the little orange man in office. So, basically, how do you feel about his his decisions that he's making about the wall and the band and everything that he's trying to do. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to say trying to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's trying to do something, but man, I don't agree with none of it. So the decisions that he's making is kind of stupid, in my opinion. Yeah. And then
do you think it could cause like more wars? And do you feel like go ahead. I just want to know. Do you think it could cause more wars? Right. I just want to see if I'm tripping.
Honestly, I could, because I think that so many people already look at him and don't really believe in him, that any little thing that he do is going to set something off.
Yeah, pretty much. I agree. I definitely agree. I feel like we as Americans right now, I feel like I'm living in the Willy Wonka chocolate factory, and we have an
Oompa
president. I am upset. I am very upset. You know, I'm upset about it. But, you know, I believe in God, so he's in control. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trump don't scare me. He don't scare me.
No. But, hey, but you got to think about this. Either way it goes, he still got to go through Congress, so nothing is finalized when he goes through him.
Yes, exactly.
So,
and
hey,
if a judge has more power than you, you should know you're nothing but a face.
Come on,
a representation.
Now.
Of America, and a lot of people don't understand how that works. You know, if a president can get his plans and they override it, you have no power.
Yeah.
So
exactly,
just stand there and look orange, please. Just
there you go.
Stand there and be pale. Well, he can't be pale because he's orange.
You
God, I killed myself. Why do I come up with
all
this
right.
A knee slapper? Okay, no, seriously,
right,
though. So your music, you got anything to promote, man?
Yeah. I got a mixtape out called The Come Up. I'm also working on an album called Clearview and another mixtape called Battle Scars. I have a show on the 19th. My name is Nicodemus too, by the way. From Montgomery.
Wow.
Yeah, and I have a show down here on the 19th at Club Bonnet. Some people call it Club Green.
Wow.
Yeah, if you wanna check my music out and hit my links, my SoundCloud is Nicodemus1, Instagram Nicodemus4. Facebook is Nicodemus Stevenson. You can look me on YouTube, Nicodemus. Viva Nation Nicodemus. Nicodemus is spelled NICKADEMIUS. Or you can hit my email, I am Nicodemus1@yahoo.com.
All right. And be sure to follow us back, Destiny Palmer and Velvet Rose Jackson, and we'll support you. So,
yeah,
definitely keep calling in and, you know, doing your thing.
Yeah, I think I'm already locked in with y'all.
Oh, okay,
already...
okay, all right. Oh, okay, cool. That's
cool.
Even better.
For real.
Well, we appreciate you for calling in for show, and, till next time, you have a blessed night.
All right, no problem. Thank y'all.
No problem.
All right.
All right.
Hey, to all the callers out there, y'all, I'm telling y'all, follow me. Follow me like Twitter. I need my followers to go up. Now I'm finna delete some people. I need y'all to make it go up again because I need active people. So if you have shows or anything like that, y'all better tag me because that's the only time I'm giving free promotion, okay?
Yep.
Okay, because I'm going to tag you back. You understand me? You better know it. I'm going to tag, boy, I tag you in everything.
There you go.
Keep up. Wake up. Like Folgers, baby. Yeah, I better wake up. And don't be stealing my lines out there either. If y'all do, if I hear them in the song, I want my 10%. I'm not lying. or give me my copies, my copyright. I'm not playing. Give me my writer's credit. Thank you.
There you go.
All right, we ready, Mr. A. I said put that out there.
Got 301541.
Hey, 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 how you doing? How you doing? My name's N-A-T-E.
Hey.
Shout out to Lil Deuce. Shout out to Wu Senior. Hashtag D-F-E-E-B-G.
I came in.
Hell yeah.
What's up?
How you doing? How you doing? I guess to touch on what the topic of today is about, the little Oompa Loompa in the White House.
Yes.
You know,
all right.
you know, I'm the type of person where I like to look at both sides of the party. The nigga hasn't done, my brother hasn't done much in the office. However,
right.
to me personally, he hasn't done enough for me to bash him and try to kick him out and feed him to the wolves. You feel me? So I'm at the point until I see something where I'm like, all right, I have a reason to be angry at him other than the other reasons I have to be angry at him, I'm out of it. I'm not going to say none. I'm going to wait till he actually messes up because he already messed up in everything else. We need to see what he's going to do to mess up at the point he's in right now. You feel me?
Right.
And I feel as though that's really what's going to decide what's going to happen with not only him, but America.
So, yeah. Yeah, man.
But.
All right. So now that you done gave that view, and that's dope. That's another way of looking at it. You know what I'm saying? That was dope.
Yeah, you know, I feel as though as not only as a people in USA, but as a society together, we all need to look at the other side instead of just focusing on the side that they're letting us see. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know anything about what this brother's trying to do. So me personally, I'm like, I can't say nothing because I don't know, and I don't want to be a part of the group that niggas, brothers is going to be like, I told y'all he did it when he actually do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I also want to, if he doesn't do nothing, I want to be that part of you. This is why I'm saying this, because he isn't.
Right. You know what? I'm really not into politics. The reason I'm very upset is because of, you know, you're trying to stop different countries because of their beliefs, you know what I'm saying? And not everybody is what you think they are. Not everybody is a terrorist, you know, because we have terrorists right here in our own country. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, what are you really just trying? Because I feel like it's very unfair. So you holding people in a pot.
Callers, please hold. All right, go ahead, Dissy.
Yeah, you know, you putting people in a certain category because of their beliefs, and, you know, I mean, that's wrong. You stopping people from seeing their families. At the end of the day, it's like, you know, okay, us as a people, speaking of black folks, I respect the Caucasians, I respect Hispanics, I respect everybody that's hardworking, and we are our own people that down our own the most.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And say, for instance, like, Hispanics, Italians, even Caucasians, when their kids are down or they lose their house or whatever the case may be, you know, if they can help them, they expand their households. If they don't have a lot of food, they still try to make it to where, even if they don't like each other at the moment, they still try to help. But let it be us, Ray Ray and Jaquise and them, be like, well, go ask Keisha and them, and if you can't go over there, then you can come here. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. You're touching at another root of an issue that's really killing that us as a people, not just as America, but us as an African American, you know?
Exactly.
We don't look out for each other like we're supposed to. You know what I mean?
We're
supposed to be doing what the Hispanics and the others do for each other, but we out here killing each other in the street. And expect something done for us. You know what I mean?
And you know, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I like hearing you talk, too. Go ahead.
No. I was basically saying, like, you know, and then as African Americans with intelligence, when we want to have unity in a community, the ones that's trying to come together, are we wrong? Are we against our race? But at the end of the day, you need to learn how to network and collaborate, because you can take from the Hispanics, you can take from the whites, and you can take from different cultures. You should want to learn different cultures instead of staying boxed up. You know what I'm saying? That's the way that define us. Go ahead.
You know, speaking on that, and I guess this is a quick promotion, but I kind of talk about that in one of my songs I just released recently called Caged In. You know, that's why I really feel is what's going on with us as an African community. We cage ourselves in, whether it becomes music, whether it becomes in real life situations from politics, whether it becomes social life from us trying to be afraid from talking to a white brother or a white sister because they feel as though they're going to already label us. You know, we cage ourselves in. And sometimes it's a cage that we put ourselves in, but sometimes it is also a cage that they put us in. Well, I feel as though now we can't tell the difference. And when we can really learn the difference of that, that's when we will learn to open it and grow as a community.
Exactly. We do too much. The problem is we do too much hating. You feel what I'm saying? If you're a boss, that the thing is, instead of being intimidated by them, that should motivate you. You should want to hang around them to see what they're doing to get their formula or recipe or something to get a head start. You know what I'm saying? But we so busy. Oh, well, you overcharged. So either way, you rather not buy from our own, but you go to Chong Lee. And give them money. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can go to a regular store against a black owned store buying peanut butter knowing that
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a crazy world, and I try to be optimistic about it because I know eventually our people will wake up or eventually our people will get out of this cage. Do I think that's going to happen anytime soon?
No.
No,
not unless we all come together. That's gonna take a whole army and then stuff.
You know what we about to do? Because we gonna take up a whole show. I'm gonna put this topic
this next. Yeah, for next.
Yeah,
week.
You hit us back up, man. You hit us on our page, please.
I hit y'all up all the time. Shout out Black Till. You know I love y'all. Look, I just wanted to promote real quick because I know I got other callers on the line. I'm working on a new project. It's called TER, Third Eye Rhythm. And that one's going to be really touching from the heart. You know, I had this other project I dropped called Something Different. Well, I was just giving y'all something different. You can keep that on SoundCloud/M-A-T-E-Jones. You know, basically it's my name acronym if you don't feel like typing all that in. Nate Jones, stands for Never at the Edge. And I decided I wanted to give y'all something different because I feel as though that's what hip-hop and rap is not doing. And then this next project I'm working on called TER, that was going to be more of a eye-opener, I guess is the best way to say it. I don't want to say too much. But if you guys got a couple minutes, I was going to spit a couple bars I was working on for it. Y'all cool with that?
You gonna spit a few bars for me?
Maybe like two, cause I know you
got. Oh, go ahead. We got time for two bars. Okay, go ahead.
All right, yeah. So it's like I got a right where it hurts, like a pin punching my heart to get up on the cross, like Romans decided to post your hold of God on the loss of your heart as you watched as a kid started to dig deep in my skin, like we're skinning brothers again. But nah, we on a different kind of culture. Hanging on the life when we pass in another order for us to stomach the ship while they putting toxins in the waters. Like we turn our sons to thugs, but we keep on getting poorer. That's all I get.
Wow.
But I literally just walked back.
Deep.
That's like Tupac.
Yeah. we need more music like that. We need more originality. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you
everybody want to do the same, you know. But
exactly. No, I'm listening. You're right.
No, but you know, if everybody starts thinking outside the box and starts speaking that encouragement into these songs instead of that, you know, disrespect and all that and wanting to do this and that, you know, it could be so much money to be made, you know. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I feel as though hip hop's in a box where it lost the essence of what made hip hop, which is, you know, what, you know, I don't want to give away everything, you know, but that's what it was. And I feel as though.
Right.
People are misconcepting being a, you know, rapper, being
exactly.
hype.
Exactly, yeah.
They're misconcepting being bragging from being, like, hype, you know. When I used to listen to the 90s and where it really was at, you know, brothers was being, like, hype, I guess what they call it now. But they were considering themselves a king, not just as a king as a, you know what I mean, like, I'm better than you, but this is how I view myself against my enemies. Nowadays, they can't really point out who their enemy is. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I'm as we speak right now, I'm going to be posting this question as well as another question online or whatever on my page. Y'all follow me and follow Miss Velvet Jackson Rose because I will be tagging her. We need your feedback, but we appreciate you for calling in, bro, because that was some real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Real talk.
I love all y'all. I love Black Radio. Y'all keep it going for the real artists out here. Shout out to all the real hip-hop artists out there. Once again, if you want to find my music, it's at SoundCloud or Reverb Nation. It's Nate Jones, acronym Nate Jones, N period, A period, P, you know, et cetera.
Yeah.
Go ahead and look me up, y'all. I'm always open for discussions, too. You can find me on my Facebook, Nathan J. Jones. I'll have
appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Mad love, and you have a blessed night.
Y'all too. One love, man.
One love. All right, callers, don't go nowhere. We're about to go into another song real quick, and we'll be right back. So please hold.
I thought you said you want to take one more, then the track.
Oh, it don't matter. How is
everyone? 217-685.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Yo, hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on? What's going on, man? What's going on with y'all, man? I'm just checking y'all, look, you did, y'all got going on and everything, man. My name is Noise.
Okay.
All right. What makes some noise,
that's what everybody say to me too, off of my name too. That's the funniest thing, man. But I rap, man. I'm up and coming. You know, I rap and produce. And I'm in Springfield, Illinois, you know, and I'm just trying to, you know, get my dig off the ground and everything. So,
right.
You know, I mean, you know, I hear what y'all got going on. I'm feeling it. You know?
Well, we appreciate the love, definitely.
Okay, definitely. So, I mean, can I get y'all something? Can I get y'all a little something or no?
I mean,
go ahead, baby.
Yeah, go ahead and drop us a couple
of
lines real quick.
Okay.
Do it gotta be clean or?
Nah, it's on you. Oh, you said no, it don't matter.
No, it don't matter. Go ahead.
Okay. I say, I spit it authentic, minus the gimmicks, cause these rap niggas timid. I rap what I'm living. They not actually in it. For that sack, I'm a chemist. It's back to the business. And of course, it's a 40 on me because these shorties on it like it's cheap. If you get out your body, could end up a body. No, probably you know we on it. All these young niggas dropping. But it don't really move me like watching a rerun. Open cases, I'm fighting possessions and diamonds and blessings. Gonna need them when heat come. Then bid it before one ain't trying to go back. But man up if it come to that. Hollows go dumb like they hype people hoes in your wife. He survived and you shit in the sack. Simple as that. Niggas talk like they trill, but scared to just walk up and kill. I fuck with hitters out north and trappers out east that are lean like popping the steel. The opposite squeal. Want to go up Mr. Grange, they lead him on my heart full of pain. Told him it's a survival of the fittest, ain't no heart in this game. I done made it through the hardest terrain. You ain't the fam, I was sparking and aim. Goofy spill a talk to you, catch that ass lacking. Plus I'm on my square, I know these young niggas trapping, so I practice being safe to me and sorry that it happened. Me and West shit, we a cousin to the action. Little niggas drilling like it's their religion. Stay on the porch when you talk like you win it, get hit and survive it. No talking to snitching, let's get it. You know?
Let's get it.
That was dope, like, for real.
Yeah.
All right, so do you have any shows coming up? Like, you got anything
I'm trying to get up on whatever, really, you know what I mean? I really ain't really, you know, guy. I'm just trying to get situated, you know, really. I mean, I'm up for anything, you know, what I mean? So.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Guess what? If you up for anything, I'll try to help find shows within your town as well as if you're willing to travel. I'm a certified travel agent. If y'all need some traffic, y'all hit me up, okay? I'm going to try to find y'all the best prices, you know what I'm saying? So y'all hit me up.
So, like I said,
in March or April, we'll definitely be trying to come to, you know, support physically in body and hold down for Black Out Radio as well as Texas to Philly. You understand what I'm saying? So.
Definitely.
Yo,
definitely.
Y'all look out.
Yeah. All right, callers, please hold. Go ahead.
Yep.
All right, well, we appreciate you for calling in. And follow Destiny Palmer and me, Velvet Rose Jackson, and we'll follow back and just keep the support going.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up, man. That's definitely what's up. Well, I'm going to stay in touch, man. I'm going to stay hitting y'all line up, too.
Okay,
most definitely.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Love.
All right, well, thank you for calling in, and mad love. You have a blessed night.
Okay, you too.
Thanks.
Whoa. About to rock out.
Are y'all ready for next song?
The song, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm fed.
Come on. Yeah. What? Big homeboy.
Come on.
Every day we ball.
Alright.
I'ma show you how we ball.
Alright.
When we ball, we throw it all. We got more back in the vault.
Alright.
If you can, it ain't my fault. Every day we ball.
Alright.
When we ball, we throw it all.
Alright.
We got more back in the vault. Man, Mercs to kill, there's only room for a kingpin. Take the top slot while new gets his blinking. Coming from the ground up, speeding through a one-way. Money, sex, drugs, and AIDS, it's perfect. Me, I'm from the gutter, so where the bread was baking slow. Only thing in reach was arms and coke and bacon. So before I jumped the gate, I knew I had to learn the ropes. Once I made that choice, I knew I could never choke. Made the transition to rich, just from turning broke. That was round the time the hood just was turning low. Got my foot soaked at first, the cash was coming slow. They asking who he is, well me, I just run the show. Man, Mercs are killers, only room for a kingpin. Take the top slot while new gets his blinking. Coming from the ground up, speeding through a one-way. Money, sex, drugs, and anything's good. We play ball. Every day we ball. When we ball, we throw it all. We got more back in the vault.
Howard from Killing Entertainment, coming out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. How y'all doing this evening?
We doing good.
What's up, baby?
Glad you called in and show some love.
Awesome. Yep, I am the host of the Q on the Blackout Radio Network. It's every Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So shout out to the whole Blackout Radio Network family. Definitely got a lot of new shows popping up on the network from what I've been looking at. So definitely shout out to what the network has going on right quick. I actually did want to respond to the topic of Donald Trump. I know on our show we have because we we're all comedy and music on our show every Friday. And,
yes, sir.
We joked about it one time when he got elected. So it was more we were joking about the election before that time, before he even got elected, because we thought, it's probably no way he's gonna get it. And then all of a sudden it happened. So we were like, okay, we'll take full advantage of this. We'll just go ahead and rip right through it. And, after a while, I figured, hey, we're not going to touch on it for a while. You figure, hey, he's probably going to do enough crazy things. I'll probably touch on it after the term's done. But from what I've been looking at so far, I can tell you that, with Donald Trump and with what he has going on, obviously, I can understand certain parts of what he's doing. But there's the portion that doesn't make sense, obviously, which I know everybody's complaining about. That's the portion that don't make sense.
Yeah.
Obviously the immigration, the deporting, the illegal stuff like that. Me, I understand more on the fact that if you are illegal, if you're illegal, you got here illegally, I wouldn't really deport you. I would give you a chance to try to become a citizen. If I were in his shoes, I'd give you a chance to become a citizen. If you don't want to do that process, then obviously you can go ahead and leave. Then that's understandable.
Yeah.
Then I would say go ahead and leave if they don't want to try to learn the process, because you have to understand now that most people come into the country, and other countries, the things that cost a certain amount over here in the U.S. cost way lesser in other countries. So they can take advantage of that. They can take advantage of that and spend it and get as much money as they can here, and then move right back. And they're living like kings and queens in the other countries. So
why people always send money across sea, like overseas, and build up bank accounts over there. Like that's dope. That's
exactly,
dope.
And I can understand his reasoning for doing a lot of that deportation, because that's happening a lot. But if we give them a chance to maybe become a citizen, maybe they can learn to probably be more to be citizens here, and they can figure, hey, maybe this is a lot more better than coming back home, or I should encourage my family to come this way and do this legally. You never know.
Exactly.
I rather encourage the unity than encourage the division. That's my opinion on that. But right quick, do want to promote right quick the Q. It's a show that is every Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got hopefully we're gonna have some special guests that's coming up Friday. We're also gonna be covering the Super Bowl 51. That's gonna be our funny clamp of the week. NFL News reports that Tom Brady apparently deflated one of the balls right before the second half started, and apparently that's causing a bit of controversy all of a sudden. So maybe they didn't exactly win the game completely. We don't know. That's apparently what's going around the NFL news. So hopefully we'll figure out what's going on with that. If you guys want to check out the show, facebook.com/theq16 is where you can go and find out the show. Also, we have a music field segment where we allow what we promote a bunch of independent music and play all that on our show. So if anybody wants to check out any music aired on our show, it's theclown@rockandmail.com. You can email us directly, your MP3s, whatever, at theclown@rockandmail.com, theclown@rockandmail.com, and take advantage and get yourselves out there. Shout out to Brad Bourne, a.k.a. B-Dutch, the host of the 802 radio show that airs right before y'all. He won our 8-bar challenge last Friday, so he's going to have one of his tracks aired for a whole month free. Next month, and we'll have a special guest slot. Shout out to B-Dubs, the latest winner of our 8-bar challenge. Shout out to Carlito 810. His one of his tracks will be airing all throughout this month as well. So Dirty, and he'll get a future interview as well. He won our challenge last year, so definitely shout out to those folks here. So if anybody wants to take advantage of that, definitely get into the show this Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. You never know when we're going to be doing another challenge, giving people opportunities to get themselves out there. So again, facebook.com/theq16 is where to go. Also, we have a label called QLN Entertainment. We got a mix coming out called Chrysanthemy Mix. That's going to hopefully be coming out this week. So you can check us out on facebook.com/QLNENT, SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter, @QLNENT. That's QLN Entertainment. Just search us up. got 300 likes on the page just recently, so definitely shout out everybody that's liking the page.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for calling in, and we winding down on time for sure. But much love to you and in your movement as well. We're going to get to the next caller.
Definitely. Shout out to y'all.
All right. Have a good night.
Hey. 804-442, you're on.
Hello?
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 Okay.
Hello?
No, nothing.
Hello?
Caller. All right.
Hello? 804-442, you're live.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? What's going on? Yeah.
It's good.
Nothing much. So go ahead and tell us about yourself real quick.
Basically, my name is Joe Wu from Richmond, VA.
Are you on speaker?
Oh, yeah, I'm on my Bluetooth. I'm sorry. In a second.
Please, because I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, sir.
All right. Basically, my name is Young Wu. I represent DFEBG. We got a team. I heard two of my guys on here earlier while I was listening or whatever. Shout out to my boy Nate and Lil Deuce. Same thing.
Yeah.
Deuce got a performance next week on the 17th. If anybody's in Richmond, if you're close, Club Infusion's going to shut that down. Both of them two just actually did a song called Work and got a little buzz. We're just trying to, like, expand.
Right. You're going to get more. You're going to gain more here. Because them numbers don't lie, baby. So,
Yeah. I'm hoping so.
You know, and you calling every day. It's something every day. Every day.
I'm hoping so, Shu. I'm hoping they keep calling and keep promoting their music. I haven't been to the studio too much because I've been more on the battle rap scene. By the way,
yeah.
If you're in Richmond, Virginia next week, next Saturday, main two event for LOC, Battle League. So, yeah. All
right.
What I was gonna do tonight? I was gonna kick a little something because everybody you call with your kick number, so I was gonna kick a little something if I could.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I don't really do too much of the street joint. It's just a little different, you know. So okay. War to me ain't shit but words. Give me the word and there'll be war. You see, bent like a curve. That's how they swerve when they lawyer me. Hear what I heard. Pursing my goals for that royalty. I ain't no herb. Searching my soul, you'll see a forest tree. Spark up a lighter, hold it up higher for the world to see. Niggas in riots, moving in silence on the Lord and G. Bias is bias. Pussy supplying for that orgy. Get hit with that fire. Kuna Matata. I'm on Myrtle Beach, riding straight. Gun on my waist. That's a 380. I'm hitting off safety. I'm patiently waiting for a nigga to try to test me. I'ma reveal my weapon, teach him a lesson for testing. God bless him. I'm blessed with progression, been blessed with aggression since I was 11. Your protection for your precious little family ain't good enough. I get at him like Martian, my nigga. I'm hood enough. No Martian, I was ditching, no stitching and dicking up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's much now.
No worries.
It was actually and so serious. So seriously, they just hit me up. They was like, yo, we was on there. If you don't get on there, spit some. And that, just like 20 minutes ago, and I just came up with that in like 20 minutes. Just some real flight.
That's creativity.
Shout out to my boy Ray and them, man. They always challenge me.
All right, so you say you don't have any shows, but you have the battle coming up. Is it URL or is it just like local?
No, I don't have a battle coming up. I said I'm more on the battle rap. Well, I haven't been recording because I've been more on the battle rap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your social media links?
You can follow them. Well, they already said it earlier, but I'm going to say it again because DFEBG. Nate Jones, you can follow him on Twitter. And his Facebook is Nathan Jones, too. Deuce the Don on Facebook and in Twitter. You can find both of their music on SoundCloud, too. And me, Young Wu, at the real Young Wu on Twitter.
No Facebook, just Twitter? No Instagram,
Now, I got a Facebook. But, I mean, most of the people that I, like, it keeps saying that I exceeded over my amount of friends that I can have on Facebook.
But
I think I got to make another fan page.
Yeah, they can still follow me. Yeah, so you can follow me at Fernando Gould on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can do a fan page, too. That'll work.
Yeah, I think I should get a fan page. Well, another one.
That'll work. All right, then.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you for calling in, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, callers, we're going to go ahead and wrap this show up for the night. We definitely appreciate everybody that called in and did a little spit challenge for us. And definitely tune in until next time. And I'm Bethany Palmer. Be sure to follow her on Facebook. And Velvet Rose Jackson, we out. Texas City Radio.
Yeah.